They do it.
Well, it's also just like songs that are catchy.
Yeah,
like,
catchy songs. Yeah.
Songs that kind of have that little like tone or like melody that you're like, god damn,
you know,
it's
like,
in my head.
Like kind of timber.
Yes, by Kesha. Yeah. Excellent song.
Another reason I don't like this theme.
Yes. Don't worry, we won't play that song for you today. But although I think you should check out the
Pitbull
Kesha
version.
No, the Kesha only version. It's sick. Like, yeah, it's very cool. I'll post it maybe on Wise Men Radio Facebook later. Yeah, which you can also like on Facebook. Search Wise Men Radio.
With a Z.
With a Z, yeah. All right. But yeah, we're going to get started here right now. The first song is a pick from me. It's Dressy Bessie is the artist. It's the... they're a very silly band. I don't know. You should check them out. They're kind of sissy, which is, they're just like so much fun. And the song title is "Girl, You Shout" and it's off of their debut, or no, it's not their debut album, but it's their self-titled album, Dressy Bessie. So here it is.
First time. Unannounced.
Yeah. Snail Productions presents Inherent Vices with guests Ace Martins, Poor Baby, and Mary. Saturday, April 25th at the Railway Club. $10 cover, doors at 8:30.
Hi there.
Darius.
What was that last song there, Galen?
The last song was Give You Up, featuring KLP, whoever that is, the Darius remix.
Darius.
Darius is actually coming to Vancouver on Darius. April 29th. So
Darius.
It costs $15, and you get to listen to some funky French house.
Where is Darius coming at?
I believe it is.
Yeah, I didn't know how to phrase that there.
Darius. I believe it's at the Vogue.
The Vogue.
I'm very sure.
I actually think it's Fortune, actually. I'm no Darius, but
Darius.
You got an update for there or no? You're
right
looking.
Now.
All right. Well, Galen looks that up. I will tell you about the second band.
What was the second band there?
Some sound. There's a weird sound going on here.
Yeah, it's a weird sound.
The second band we played was White Horse. It was their song Eulogy for Whiskers 1. If it seemed like it was cut a little bit short, it wasn't. It's just a short song.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's kind of cool. Kind of cool song.
And you're right, Fortune.
Fortune, yep. I'm always right.
Cool.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually don't know what song we're playing next. Good planning, guys.
Huh. That's on you.
Yeah. You're weak, man.
I don't know. I'm always in command. All right, hey, I'll play, you know... We're gonna. What if I don't tell you guys?
And yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. We're gonna just see how it goes. And after we come back, then you'll be like, "Wow, what song was that?" And then I will tell you.
Play the song.
Right. Well, here's a song that I'm gonna play for you. Bye.
Got nothing left, but it ain't bringing me down. I'm just gonna follow the sound. Got nothing left, but it ain't bringing me down. I'm just gonna follow the sound. Oh.
And the sound is pleasing when it sounds like it's breathing. There's no one around to hear the notes falling down. Nobody seems to care. The feeling isn't there, like it was all a bad dream. Now we're looking everywhere. You keep searching. You keep on searching.
I'm just gonna follow the sound.
Sorry, guys. We got Malvin was screwing around on here.
And he messed
sorry, we were trying to get the crossfader to work, but I messed up.
Yeah, you messed up, so we're going back to that song. Sorry, guys.
My bad, guys.
back to it. See you later.
Drown. it down, he went. As if to say them other chicks wasn't meant, but she came through. Man, every square inch possible. Help the kid get on out, every obstacle. Long talks at night, arguments secure, trying to solve whether who is right. She mad tight in the way she never calling cops on a nigga got me. Open even more on her with a banging body. My favorite sweetheart, come but don't ever stop. Your love, give me every drop. Your kiss gets me very hot. Never felt feelings before and felt so sure. Every time you put it on me, I fiend for more. Think that's the reason why. Can't leave, can't lie, look you dead in the eye. Word the fuck up like Brown, baby, you're the greatest. I'ma sell my guns and with the cash I'ma bring you to Vegas.
Are you looking for career information relevant to your arts degree? Come check out Work Your BA, a career workshop series specifically designed for art students. Find out what you can do with your major, learn how to improve your resume, discover the secrets to networking, and much, much more. For more information, visit www.arts.ubc.ca/students/workyourBA.
Welcome. Yeah. All right. Welcome back, guys.
Yeah, to Wise Men Radio, CITR 101.9.
This is Austin.
And Dan.
And Galen.
Galen, what was that song? Oh, well, you actually...
Yeah, you did your mystery song first.
Yeah, my mystery song, the first song that I...
I think we're a little loud here. We should
turn fine. The first song on that set was it was Moody, or no, it was on the album Moody Motorcycle. The artist is Human Highway, and the song was The Sound. It was just a very silly song that always kept getting stuck in my head like a couple weeks ago, and just.
Galen, what was the song you played?
I didn't play a song. It was Austin again.
Yeah.
And then, oh, it was?
Yeah, the middle song was also me. It was a No Joy song. They're from
confused.
Montreal. They're kind of a really cool shoegazy type band. That was on their newest album, Wait to Pleasure, and the song title was Hair Tarot Lies. So, yeah, it's kind of an interesting song title. I don't really get it. But kind of all of their... Every song on that album is kind of a funny title, which is fun. But then you had that last song.
It was... that song was titled Save Me Dear. It's on the album Enter the Magical Mystery Chamber. And it's off... It's from a project by producer Tom Caruana called Wu-Tang versus the Beatles. Basically what he does is he takes Wu-Tang lyrics, Wu-Tang raps, and mashes them with Beatles instrumentals. And a lot of them aren't from the Beatles originally. A lot of them are covers. So for example, that song was mashed with a cover of Can't Get a Hold on Me. Maybe it was the title of that song by the Beatles, but it was a cover. Anyway, it's a really cool album. You should check it out. It's probably one of the best mashups I've ever heard. Just that song, but the whole album. Well. Yeah. All the song, everything like fits really well. Like they could be pretty original. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Unless you listen to them. Yeah. But anyway, check that out. Really sweet.
Yeah. It makes Wu-Tang more like easy to listen to?
It depends on the song, I'd say.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, have you guys heard of the dub side of the moon?
No.
It's all of Pink Floyd's like Dark Side of the Moon in reggae. It's like probably sick. One of the coolest things.
That's actually really funny.
It's kind of similar to that.
I did find a weird amount of like Beatles cover albums, and I found a shoegaze cover album and a reggae cover album, which is called the Green Album. It was the like a reggae white album, which was kind of funny. It was just really funny.
Well, there's also the Grey Album by DJ Danger Mouse, where he mashed up the Beatles and Jay-Z's Black Album.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, there's a lot of
I actually don't like that one that much.
Mm.
Yeah. I
thought that was what this was.
No, this is different. This is
Wu-Tang?
This is Wu-Tang, the Beatles. Oh, yeah. This is Enter the Magical Mystery Chamber.
Mm.
Yeah. Different. Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
Different.
Well, coming up next is the song's called Bugatti. It's not what you think. It's from Tyga.
It's not what you think.
Tyga is from Montreal.
Not Tyga.
T-I-G-A.
Full of left turns right here.
Yeah.
He's kind of a character. He has some really interesting electronic dance beats. That's all I can really say about him. But this song features Pusha T.
Pusha T
really doesn't do too much on the song, but it's kind of one of those songs that gets stuck in your head and you're just like, oh god, not Bugatti. So this is Bugatti featuring
Pusha T. Galen's gonna make everyone hate him right now. Play this song.
Yeah. Alright, well, Bugatti.
Girl comes up to me and says, what you driving? I said, to the rise when the wind blows across the water. King harvest is surely come. I work for the union, 'cause she's so good to me. And I'm bound to come out on top. That's where she said I should be. I will hear every word the boss may say, for he's the one who hands me down my pay. Looks like this time I'm gonna get to stay. I'm a union man now all the way. The smell of the leaves from the magnolia trees in the meadow. Harvest is surely come. A dry summer didn't come fall, which I depend on most of all. Hey, rainmaker, can you hear the call? Please let these crops grow tall. Long enough I've been upon skid row, and it's plain to see on the edge of town. King harvest has surely come. Last year this time was no joke. My whole barn went up in smoke. Our horse Jethro, well, he went mad. I can't ever remember things. When the wind blows across the water, King harvest is surely come.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Puck. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
Ooh, lousy smarch weather.
This issue of Discorder, there's no more Discorder. Discorder is over. Vancouver, housing crisis, commercial plates, lots of floods, Richmond, underwater. No more Discorder, ever. No more Discorder, ever. There's no more Discorder, ever. There's no more Discorder, ever. Discorder, ever.
Spring is here. This April, pick up an issue of Discorder from a local venue or record store for articles on Sumac, Snit, Sarah DeVachi, Record Store Day, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Levitation Fest, Rickshaw Theater, Light Organ Records, Beat Merchant, Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, Horses Records, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Emporium, High Life Records, Vinyl Records, Live Van, and AMS Events.
April makes fools of us all. Oh, welcome.
Welcome to Wiseman Radio.
Welcome, welcome. This is Stuck in Your Head theme week.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we had a series of songs go like...
That last song you heard was King Harvest by the band. Mm. Great Canadian band, the band.
Mm, yes.
The band, the band.
Yes.
The
one song before that, or did you want to say more about the band?
Well, that song is off the album of the band.
So
it's about it.
Okay.
Good song. It's catchy. Stuck in your head.
Yeah. So the song that played before that was a song by Reptar, my favorite band. It was off their new album. No. It was off their new album. Lurid Glow.
Their album.
Yeah,
like the band.
I like pronouncing album. See that just sounds like you're mumbling though. Album.
No, the other way sounds like you're mumbling.
No, album.
You're adding extra letters.
Yeah, you're just adding extra syllables in there.
Oh, that's the same syllables.
Okay, moving on. All
right, but yeah, that was the song Cable off their album. And it's fun because like in their previous album they did a couple songs where the lead singer would kind of go into another mic and sing, like it would like amplify the bass in his voice, and because he's got such a silly voice to begin with. He's got such a silly voice to begin with, so it's like it's just like a lot of fun, and it just sounds like a demon. And I like this song because like every other sentence is demon voice, and it's just kind of like, it's just so silly.
Is this the band?
It's Reptar.
And moving on about demons, we now have a Flume remix of a Sam Smith song.
Sick.
I really dislike Sam Smith overall. I'm straight.
I really hate this song.
You didn't have to say that. Well, poor Sam Smith.
It's my opinion.
You're entitled to it.
I do like, however, Flume a lot. So when Flume, one of my favorite artists, mixes with one of my least favorite artists, they come out with something that's all right. So
Dylan's gonna play a just all right song for you.
don't get too excited.
Well, you really hear like Flume, like this is a good Flume song, I'd say. So this is Lay Me Down, the Flume remix.
Girl, I Want to Lay You Down.
No, Lay Me Down.
Oh, okay.
Flume remix. Sam Smith.
Sick.
Can I lay by
I've been friends who have
Welcome back to Wise Men Radio. That last song was Killing Switch by Last Links. A rare song that all three of us like.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And the song before that was a song by Stagged. Stag. Yeah. It worked for him. That one's been stuck in my head for a while. So they're a cool band. Check them out.
What album is it on?
It's a single, actually. Not on the album.
The Last Link song was on the album Ocean Reels.
Last Links are probably one of my favorite.
Band The Last Links.
Yeah. Like, they have some of my favorite songs. Like, I really like Killing Switch a lot.
Yeah. They got another good one called Lacuna. Check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out.
We have to sign off pretty soon, but Austin has...
Oh, yeah. I do have such an important update for everyone. This is... I don't know how to like walk a flock of flame. He just recently announced that he will be running for president of the United States of America today. And you can go just Google search this. He's got a video that he's like announcing him president, and it's kind of funny because I don't know. Just watch the video. Vote for Waka. Waka for America. I think that's a hashtag or something that he's trying to do.
Yeah, I didn't dig it.
Yeah, so keep that in mind, and he's got some real big changes coming up for America.
Are you sure it's not like chains?
Oh my god,
change! Good one.
Anyway,
all right,
it's time for us to go. Yeah, you can stay tuned for Exploding Head Movies with Gak.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
I'm gonna play many albums.
So many albums. All right. Well, see you later.
Sayonara.
Next week is Galen's theme, actually. So,
yeah. Tune in.
Yeah. Would you like to introduce your theme?
No. It'll be a surprise.
Surprise. All right. Surprise him. Bye.
behalf of Mega Bear. You're listening to CITR. Earfook.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Fat. Sorry to be so blunt, but that's burgundy. Fat. Burstingly burgundy. So. But also soft. So fatly soft. So softly fat that you begin to wonder, really, how does burgundy, soft and as fat as it is, manage to keep up? Where does it hide its huffing and puffing and the deep, deep drowsiness after the tall dinner? Come, come, big burgundy, what do you weigh? How much have you gained since the beginning? Beautiful, burgeoning burgundy, big, big